Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 3-0 Take, where we talk all things Major League Baseball. Here's Kyle Corwin and Nate Reyes. It all starts right now.
Welcome back to the 3-0 Take, presented by SeatGeek. This is episode 430. I'll be your host, Kyle Corwin, and I'm here with my co-host, Nate Reyes. Nate!
We back? We good?
We're good.
Okay. Woo. Tough start. Here we go. All right. We're officially on a streak now, by the way. I've made 2 episodes in a row, so they call that a streak, I think. Maybe.
What's the line for Major League?
You've won one.
We won yesterday.
Yeah.
We won today. We win tomorrow. That's called a winning streak.
All right. Yeah, so maybe I need to be all right. That's fair. That's fine. That's cool. It's acceptable.
May not make it to a third in a row if your internet keeps acting up the way it is.
But I know. It's fine. I know. I don't get it.
It's fine.
What do we pay for? You know what I mean? Like, what are we paying for in reality?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
They expect that monthly payment every month.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fine if
it's cutting out in the middle of important things.
Internet just drops out in the middle of podcast episode. It's fine. Hey, look. We're past the month into the season mark, but wanted to get your take on. I didn't necessarily tell you I was going to ask you this. Kind of putting you on the spot here, but
sounds about right.
What's something around the league, a team, a player that has piqued your interest a little bit that maybe you're keeping an eye on or maybe watching a little bit more of in 2024 than years or seasons past? Is there a team or a player out there in particular that has moved the needle for you?
Team wise, I never really. I just have my false hope in my own team. Player-wise, there's been a few I've noticed. I was actually going to save this for the end, but I keep seeing like Jung-Hoo Lee defensive highlights and I'm like, I don't think we knew, you know, I don't think we were aware of what this guy was capable of.
Grandson of the Wind, I believe they called him.
It's a sick nickname. That's fire. That for sure has me going a little bit. Let me think here. I would say a lot of the other names are kind of typical. Like, you know, just like normal names. Ellie De La Cruz, like doing what he's doing. It's just anytime you see, like when you're scrolling, you see these names, you're like, I have to stop and watch. It's kind of that. I feel a little bit of that going. I think it's just the normal names outside of that, man. Like the typical household names. I think I'm trying to come up with like an under the radar pick, but I don't really have anything. I think everything's just looks solid. Like Mason Miller with the A's, like that's just fun to watch. Like that's just craziness. I think Clay Holmes, you know, like as to be a little bit of a homer here, I feel like Clay Holmes is starting to get more attention. I saw like the Brandon Hyde interview after one of the games of the Orioles series, and he was like, "That's just It's absurd, you know? So, yeah, it's just baseball, man. It just feels good to have it back. It's still, I'm still in this weird period because of like the wedding and the honeymoon. Like, it's still surreal to me that like we're actually in the season. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have been like, oh, I'm over that. Like, that faded away a couple weeks ago. For me, I'm still like, I've had to play catch up from being gone and out of the country for a week. And then also like all the wedding, you know, festivities leading up. So I'm still like trying to settle in for 2024.
I mean, opening day for you is basically like 3 days ago. If
we're being honest. I know. That's legit like what it was. Yeah.
That's kind of what we're building off of.
Yeah. It's a weird year for me. This has just been a weird season. But
that's fair.
I'm all right with it. It's cool.
It's been a weird year of baseball.
Time I look at the standings, I'm like, I'm surprised. Like, I don't know how this happened for a lot of teams, but I'm here for it. I'm cool with it.
No, it falls right in line. It's like I said, it's the same thing going on with the baseball season right now. I feel like we have this conversation every year. When is the, for you, it doesn't have to be the answer for everybody, but for you personally, at what point of the season do we get to where we go, okay, we can start evaluating these teams, these players, these hot streaks, these slumps for what they are.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Not that it's like not an irreversible point. You know what I mean? Like, not like they can't recover, but I feel like June. Like, when May ends.
Yeah, so
and
2 months.
June starts, I'm like, I think this is who they're going to be all year. And they, not like, you have your exceptions. Like, you have your guys that can have a hot month and kind of battle back or, like, fight back in some of their stats that they're seeing on the big board. But, like, yeah, I think 2 months. Because at that point, what? That's... how many ABs is that? I mean, that's like 200,
yeah,
180, 180, some, 200 ABs.
Some quick math, yeah.
Yeah. And you know me, like we always, I should say they know us because we always lean hitters. But like pitchers, you know, if you're healthy, that's like you're, you know, 10, 11 starts in. Like, yeah, somewhere around that range. You know what I mean?
I think that's a fair answer. And I think what you were getting at, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think what you were trying to hint at was it's not that things can change throughout the remainder of the season, but the trajectory of their season is kind of set on its course. It's either, yeah, they're either going to be, yeah, trending a little bit upward or trending downward.
Or you're like fighting to recover from your start.
Right. You know? Right, but at least the direction that they're headed, it has been determined, and from that point, you see adjustments made throughout the rest of the season. But guys, I would venture to say 2 months into the season are going to be a little bit more solidified in like award conversations. Like, I think a name that comes to mind, Tarik Skubal, having a great start to a year, but I think if he hits June still pitching the way he is,
right,
okay, Tarik Skubal is going to be a remaining name, right, a contending name for the Cy Young by season's end. So situations like that where you can, like, look at it and go, okay, they're here for the long run.
Yeah, and like potential sophomore slumps, like another name like Corbin Carroll has got a lot of people worried right now. I'm not worried. I'm a little sweating. There's a little moisture on the brow right now.
A little
now.
Perspiration.
But end of May, beginning of June, that's where I'm like, I think we're in the middle of it, you know, like it's hard to recover from two bad months. And for me, I don't know, like, I think we agree here, like March is a wash, like March is nothing. I don't even really consider baseball March to count.
I think 3 to 5 games.
Yeah. Like April and May are where, yeah, we get our first taste test. So
for the record, I've been well documented.
Yeah. You believe that April 1st should be
April 1st, day. Not a day, yeah, not a day earlier. That's all I'll say on that matter.
Yeah.
With that said, a little over a month in, some narratives are starting to build, some stories are starting to be created. But I think one story that we did not see coming this early in the season was the Luis Arias trade from the Marlins to the Padres. At what point do the San Diego Padres stop acquiring middle infielders? Because they're well on their way to acquiring every last one.
Yeah. A little confused. I don't hate it because, like, when you add the, you know, like a batting title type guy to your lineup, it's like you can't complain about it. But, like, who's the odd man out here? You know? And I was looking up numbers because, again, like, I'm playing catch up. And I was curious to see because, like, Tyler Wade, you know, former Yankee, like, I, you know, that name kind of jumps out to me, has had a lot of games. He's had a lot of ABs. And then I was like, well, what's up with Manny Machado? Manny Machado has barely played third base. Like, what is that about? Like, how did we go from Manny Machado best defensive infielder in the game to, like, you're 31 and now you're basically a DH 70% of the time? Is that a health thing? Like, I don't follow the Padres enough to know. Are we managing Manny's health? And then you have, like, the slow start from Xander. Like, Luis Arias can also play first base. We've seen him do that too. But, like, Jake Cronenworth is off to a pretty decent start. Like, Ha-Seong Kim, like, you made that move. So, like, you doubling down on Ha-Seong Kim being the shortstop. So, like, I don't know what's going on. But they're hitting. I think I saw that they're, like, team average is, like, 250, which is fifth or sixth in the league. I don't know. Just pulling numbers out of my butt. But the weird thing for me is the Manny Machado stuff. Like, five games at third base this year. 27 at DH. So, like, what's that about? What are we doing there? What are we paying him for?
I have possibly an unpopular opinion on the matter of Luis Arias presumably being the primary DH for the Padres, as was reported. Is this old-fashioned to say that I don't think that the DH role should be filled by a contact hitter? Like, is that lame of me to say? Is that old-fashioned? Is that old head? The designated hitter, historically, up until, I mean, you could even say including 2024, because I feel like the majority of teams out there are using that as a slot to slide in a league average to above average power bat. And then the Padres are going, no, we're going to take this generation's Tony Gwynn and slot him into the DH role, which that's a whole nother conversation that we have to get into. But
yeah,
it doesn't make sense. Why? I will say I agree with the move on buying low. I don't know quite what, I mean, I know the names, but I don't know ranking wise in terms of what kind of haul it took to get Luis Arias. So
I think it was a 6th and 9th ranked prospect.
Okay. So, I mean, you buy low. Like, I agree with that element of it because the Marlins quite literally came out and said, like, hey, not our year. And everybody with eyes can see that. So I agree from it from that point of view. But the fit doesn't make sense.
The fit on the Padres side, the timing for the Marlins for me. Like, what if you know that? If you know that now, you're going to know that when the value starts rising, like, give some of these other teams an opportunity to maybe have a guy, like, you know, slumping, or maybe have an injury that happens. Like, the value can rise as the season goes on. I don't see the rush to make this move for the Marlins. Everything about the Marlins has been just surrounded by question marks for like a full straight year, I feel like. I don't know what's happening. Like the GM move, like the Skip like letting him out, and then like the pop, like now the Pablo move is like officially like that bookends. So now you technically gave up Pablo for a batting title season out of Arias, and then like 6th and 9th ranked prospects in the Padres.
Which, not to mention this, that batting title season ended in a wild card sweep at the hands of the Phillies last year. So,
like, what? I don't understand. I would have sat on this. That's if you know what this season is. Which like I think if anyone's being objective here, like we understand that the Marlins were gonna have this season. I think everyone saw it. The writing was on the wall coming into the season. It's a month in. We knew what they were starting with. We know like their lack of depth. This doesn't stop being the narrative in June, July. But like at that point, you may have more bitters. At that point, you may have more value. I don't understand the timing.
It's a great point. And when I mentioned the fact that they basically came out and said, yeah, this is not our year, I was referencing the quote by the team president, Peter Bendix, where he came
looks
out
like
and
goob, by the way, looks like a straight does. Goob.
Yep. Straight out of Analytics University. Yeah. Came out full transparency, said we are unlikely to make the playoffs this year. It's like, Peter, we get it. You know that. We know that. Your team knows that. The league knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, to your point, Nate, don't show your hand this early. Don't just fold this early, because while the postseason is certainly out of the picture, you can still utilize the time that is in front of you.
Yeah.
And I'm not a baseball president, but I feel like it's pretty simple to see that you use the time that's before you between now and the deadline to increase his value.
Right. And I think I think I saw somewhere that was like they have the 29th ranked farm system in baseball. It's not good. I don't think it was in good shape at all.
That would make sense.
So at that point, like, what's the rush? Like, it's not like someone in AAA is knocking on the door, like, I need to get major league time in. So keep going. But I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make sense to make that move. You're already in the hole. I'm not saying don't make that move. I'm saying why now? Why May 4th or 3rd, whatever it went down? Trash. Padres-wise, I mean, again, just going back to the question, like, who's the odd man out? The outfield looks set. Profar, Merrill looks like he's off to a good start, right? Tatis is doing Tatis stuff.
Yeah, Profar is lighting the world on fire.
Yeah, Profar is doing Profar stuff like the last, I don't know, it was like the second half of last year. And then Jackson Merrill looks like he's
settling in nicely.
I don't know, like rookie of the year maybe.
This is from the ESPN report regarding the plan that's in place for the Padres lineup. It says Luis Arias is expected to start games as a Padres designated hitter, but the club plans to cycle through the DH spot. Jake Cronenworth, Xander Bogaerts, and Manny Machado could also get a bats there. Bogaerts has been the club's starting second baseman.
So who plays third? Because you can't just say I'm going to rotate through DH and not include Tyler Wade in the conversation if that's who your primary third baseman is, who I think has had the most games at third base this year.
All I know is that you could make this real easy on yourself, free up a little bit of a logjam, do what you got to do, eat whatever preferably the entire contract. Eat the entire contract and send Xander back to Boston for league minimum. And there you go. You fix your issue. You fix your issue. Do what the Marlins did. Eat the contract. The Marlins are eating, let me make, got the numbers here. Miami is paying San Diego $7,898,602 of the $8,491,398 remaining for the final days of Arise's contract. Padres are paying $592,796 for Luis Arraez.
Yeah. Come to think of it, outside of Manny, their entire infield is just a bunch of second basemen. Like when you break
it's a bunch of middle infielders. That's entirely my point.
Like Jake Cronenworth, we didn't really get the move to over to first base, and I know he's been there most of the time for the last few years, but like I haven't looked at numbers. I don't know if he ranks as like an above average first baseman.
Am I crazy? Strange. Was Jerickson Profar in the infield?
I think he played a little first base last year too.
I swear he was elsewhere in the infield, but maybe not. Yeah, he played short for the Rangers back in 18. He's bopped around the outfield, has played first, played second, he's played literally everywhere in the infield. In fact, he has played everywhere except pitching and catching. And I'm sure that's coming at some point too.
He's had two games at first base this year already. So yeah. What is happening?
Offload Xander and make this easier for yourself, Padres. That's all you got to do. You're saving money from.
Are you chalking that up as a? Are you chalking that up as a no?
Chalking
Xander,
what up?
Xander in a Padre uniform. Like you just. Are we over it?
I hate it. I hate.
I know you hate it, but like.
And look, I gotta
objectively like being non-biased.
Yeah, no, I'm chalking up. I'll go on record as saying I'm chalking up Xander's tenure as a Padre, as short as it may be, as a failure. And what's to come, I'm going to just preemptively chalk it up as a failure because, and it's not a knock on him, it's because I don't know the guy. I would venture to say never fully got happy there, never fully got settled in, because he wanted to stay in Boston. And I don't think that he could, I don't think he ever shook that.
Yeah.
And people, and that's contributing, that's leading people to say that Xander is washed, that he's in decline, which I do not believe to be true. He's not going to be a elite shortstop for you, but he's going to be above league average despite the numbers that are currently reflecting right now. And I think he can give you that elsewhere, preferably Boston. He's not going to give that to you in San Diego. I hate to say it, but yeah, I'm chalking that up as an L. So bring our boy back home and we'll get him back into shape.
Whatever. Who's next for the Marlins?
Which, by the way, last thing I'll say on that, a lot of Red Sox fans, wild. And yes, I'm a Red Sox fan myself, so I'm not trying to like alienate myself here. But there are a number of Red Sox fans that are acting like all of a sudden the depth that we have on this roster warrants not needing Xander Bogaerts back in a hypothetical situation. I'm like, this was not the song we were singing a month ago. So don't all of a sudden, just because we're winning some ball games, don't all of a sudden act like we're too good for Xander Bogaerts. Because if you recall, this team,
Rafaela been doing.
Rafaela's been great. They should have had. He had a great day to play today. I think he hit one out, actually. Yeah, he did. I had to listen to it on the radio because we were driving home. But Rafael has been doing great, but I'd have to check the numbers. But as of like 3 to 4 days ago, worst defensive team in baseball. Not to say that Xander's going to fix your defensive woes single-handedly, but just collectively speaking to the caliber of player that we had and still do have on the Red Sox. They just happen to be playing a little better. So that's all I'll say on that matter. What was your question for me before I jumped in with that?
Just Rafael. I mean, has he...
No. You're asking about the Marlins.
Oh. Yeah, I'm assuming there's some arms that are going to be offloaded at some point. Yeah? So who's next? And when?
You can go ahead and chalk up Lizardo, right?
Oh, forgot to mention, the Luis Arias is not a total rental. He doesn't become free agent until after next year. So that's kind of nice. That's a budgetary pickup. Anyway.
Lizardo's rehabbing in low A. In fact, I think he went today. Did I see he went today? 5 2/3, 1 hit, 6 Ks. Yeah, he'll be gone. I mean, if you're gonna start at the top with Arias, Lizardo's next. I feel like we got to move on. I feel like we're going deep on the Padres Marlins here. Yeah, that'll about do it. We'll see you guys. No, I'm just kidding. Dodgers sweep the Braves. That's next on our list. I saw a note that the Braves, again, I was out this weekend. We were at the Outer Banks celebrating Rookie's first birthday.
There you go.
And Meredith's birthday, but Rookie's was today. Meredith's is tomorrow.
That's crazy. This is Monday. Crazy that the dog comes first, but that's fair.
Well, I get it. he was born the 5th. Literally comes first.
I hear you.
In the Roman calendar, as we say.
Dodgers Braves.
Yep. That's where we're at. Dodgers sweep the Braves. But like I said, I was out this weekend, so I wasn't aware of the implications coming into the series. But I saw a note that said the Braves arrived in Dodger Stadium with the best record in the majors. They left with the second best record in their division. So not, again, to reiterate, it's the first week of May. No reason to freak out over jumps or drops in standings such as that. But it was of note that even just a 3-game series could change the narrative that much. So I think you mentioned, that was what I didn't look up. You mentioned Shohei hit a ball like 600 feet today.
Yeah, he hit two today. I think it was 460 to left center. What?
464.
What an alien, dude.
Off AJ Minter.
Left, that's right.
Where does this ball go? Oh, that's a shot.
Dude, like, I don't think people understand that, like, whatever. It's maybe they do. Yeah. Dodgers are banging, dude. I mean, Muncy's rolling, Shohei doing Shohei things. I think Teoscar got a couple clutch knocks too. Braves are just, it's all good. Just a little smudge on the schedule. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it's time to sweat it. Obviously, still off to a good start.
You mentioned the Dodgers just banging it over the last 12 games. They have an 884 OPS. And on the pitching side, they have a 182 ERA team-wise, which are both tops in the majors.
We know the starting rotation is going to be doing their thing. I think the back end is still a little bit of a...
And Bueller comes off the IL soon, Monday, right? Monday. Is it tomorrow? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Just add more.
Man.
Rich get richer.
They got it real tough over there.
Yeah. I don't think anybody in Braves country is worried. feel free to pop into the chat if you are, which is would be crazy.
I'm being accused of having full on allegiance to the Phillies in the chat right now. I don't appreciate it. I don't understand why this is a narrative that's being built. This narrative has been brewing for the last calendar year.
Incredible how you have a blind spot to how self-induced this is. You brought this upon yourself, sir, especially come October.
Ask me how I've brought this on myself. Show me where my bias lies.
The Bryce bias has bled into Philly bias.
That goes back to DC. What are we talking about? That's not even that.
It's but the Philly love has far exceeded the national love.
Trey, my love for Trey also goes back to DC. So
there's a lot going on. There's a lot Schwarber. There's a lot that is like
Boston.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's all kind of
and DC.
Yeah, it's all kind of
people forget that. People forget a lot of these guys played right down the road, and that's where the appreciation was rooted.
Yeah,
that's where it began. So stop accusing me of being this diehard Phillies fan. I'm not a diehard Phillies fan. I had a choice.
We're supposed to be talking about the Braves, so this shows how much.
I had a choice this year to go to Braves. Speaking of Braves, I had a choice to go to opening day this year between the Phillies and Braves because it was right up. Well, I say right up the road. A couple hours up the road to Philly. I could have went to that, but I chose not to because I didn't want to be accused of crap like this throughout the year. But it seems like
opening
it doesn't
day,
matter.
Opening day would have really brought that down on you for sure. Yeah. No one in Atlanta or outside of Atlanta coming out of the woodwork the last few year, Brave fans, that's all hyphenated, by the way, needs to be worried. It's 20-12, a little bit of a skid the last 10. They've dropped their last three, obviously, with the sweep. But, like, I would be a little concerned pitching-wise. I think everyone knows that. Obvious reasons. Again, I was gone for 10 days. But, like, Strider going down is going to leave a pretty big hole. But they'll figure it out, man. Like
again, I was out this weekend. I apologize. Has Max Fried made his,
like how people are listening and they're like, these guys haven't even watched baseball.
I did watch baseball this weekend, but specifically not the Braves. Again, how would you expect me to, if apparently I'm a diehard Phillies fan, why would I watch the Braves? has Max Fried made his recent start, he's due up here shortly, isn't he? Or did he go this weekend?
You're asking the wrong guy again.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Baseball has been like shoved down my throat with trying to absorb all of the things.
He went today. Missed. Yeah. That's what I thought. I knew he was due around the turn here soon. He went today. And that's right. Shohei
gave up 4/7.
Yeah. Okay. Seven yeah, punches. I'm gonna need. He had that bright spot against the Marlins, but the Marlins are the laughing stock of baseball right now. So
happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way. What's that about? Do you know what that is? I'm the one that's Mexican, but like, what's so good about Cinco de Mayo?
It's Rookie's birthday. I know that.
It's easy to remember.
Yeah.
That's about You got some easy anniversaries.
I do. Yeah.
Your wedding anniversary.
New Year's That's Eve easy. For the wedding anniversary. Never forget that one.
Yeah.
Cinco my de Mayo dog's for Rogue. Birthday, Cinco de Mayo. Love that.
You can remember my birthday because of Meredith being so close. Like, it all works out for you.
My birthday typically kicks off the postseason / ends the regular season, depending upon the flow of that given year. So
a good way to look at it.
All good benchmarks, all good checkpoints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do the Braves have coming up?
But Fried, as I was saying for Fried, he had that bright spot against the Marlins, but I'm going to need to see a little bit more consistency out of his starts before I can feel confident in that again. So to your point, yeah, going to need to see a little bit more, pitching wise. I think Bryce Elder's not doing half bad. despite Braves fans seemingly not wanting him to be as much a part of the mix as he is or is poised to be.
They don't come off as a bunch that's easily satisfied, you know?
No. No, they're sure not.
The last couple starts have been eh. But the Braves, I mean, moving forward, they're going to go 2 against the Sox, 3 against the Mets, 3 against the Cubs, 4 against the Padres, 3 more against the Cubs, then close out the month with Pirates, Nats, and first game of the set with the A's. They're probably going to have a pretty good May. So no need to worry. And it's the Dodgers. They're the regular season heroes. That's what we're used to.
To that point about not being easily satisfied for Braves fans, I was looking for a tweet and I found it. Shout out Bronx Bombers on Twitter. He said, he quote tweeted Bean Eater Buzz, Braves guy. He said, this fan base is such a miserable bunch. And then Bronx Bombers quote, Dom quote tweeted, said, something about Braves fans ever being upset really doesn't sit right with me. They're 20-11 with a young, talented core. They're coming off 6 straight division titles. And they won a World Series ring 3 years ago. I swear, if the Yankees had that, I would never, in all caps, be upset.
It's the most valid tweet I've read in a long time. It's incredibly accurate.
Yeah, that's relax. Relax, Braves fans.
They're hungry.
You got it good. I get it. But you got it good.
They're hungry. Do they? Do they have it good as you're making it out to be? I mean, I know I just read all that off. Sure, they've got it good. But is it that good?
I mean,
the Phillies own you in the postseason.
Oh, boy. Here it goes again. You might as well turn into this kid.
That's not it. I will. When we're talking playoffs. I mean, we're talking postseason. That's cold hard fact, my friend. But we're not here to talk about the postseason because it's May.
I don't know. I mean, I think that if you were to ask a Braves fan with this core, you would probably expect 3 rings at some point. I think the Albies, Acuna, Olsen, and even though he's newer to the scene, Olsen, and Riley core should give you 3 rings.
Michael Harris,
Strider. We go down the list. But
what is going on? Did you put a post out or something saying, like,
I did no such thing,
indicating this is the second comment thus far asking about
love it, keep it rolling,
my Phillies fandom being announced tonight? I didn't put out some post that said that I was that any such thing was happening.
You're a big Eagles guy too, huh?
Fight Eagles fight on the way to victory, is that how it goes?
I don't know,
I just know that from Invincible. Great movie.
Great movie.
Fantastic movie. Let's talk about football movies. Now, what was I getting after? What were we talking about?
Braves core.
Oh, yeah. Question. What's Sean Murphy's contract look like again? Is he a part of that?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Off the top of my head. But also not surprised if he is, you know, because like everyone is.
You look that up, and I'm going to transition us seamlessly, talking about Sean Murphy, a former club of his. We're going to transition into talking to him.
Yeah.
He is what?
He did a 6-year, $73 million.
That's what I thought. Six was the number that came to mind. Was that?
Oh, I hate them. I hate these deals.
Yeah.
Shut up, Braves fans. Just shut up. You've got it good. Just let it be. Tired of hearing your complaining. Complain too much.
You interrupted my seamless transition into talking about one of Sean Murphy's former clubs, the Oakland A's. Serious question for you. And this is not a joke. This is not a bit. Also, I like the baseball in the hand. That's a nice touch.
I have been looking through. We did a big spring cleaning donation situation. Dude, you would not believe the amount of crap I gave away. Would not believe it. I think I counted between shirts, hats, pants, shorts, sweats, sweatshirts. It's like 65 pieces of clothing, like items, because we itemize like the donation. I'm married a psychopath, so we just itemize everything and like write everything down, you know. And yeah, 65 things. My closet is half gone. Got rid of some old jerseys. Those were the ones that were. They were a little bit tougher to get rid of, to be honest. But anyway, I found a ball when I was going.
Not film. Like jerseys you wore in like Little League. You're talking like.
No, I had like a, she really gave me a hard time about this, but it was a Michael Jordan Wizards jersey. I got it in sixth grade. It was for sure like not something anyone could wear at this point. But still, it's like it's an MJ jersey, but I have a Bulls one. I kept that one.
Okay, that's fair.
I had a Shaq Heat jersey, gave that away. No idea why. Man. I had that. It's stitched too. It was nice. A Clinton Portis Redskins jersey.
Ooh, okay, that's fire. Yeah.
Yeah, gave that away. Santana Moss Redskins jersey.
Okay, so how did we get to the baseball? It was just...
I found it.
You just found it. Okay, that's what we were getting at. Yeah, that's good to know though about the jerseys, because I've got some jerseys in the closet. Like I got a stitched LaDainian Tomlinson Chargers powder blue jersey.
Dude, that's fire. Why do you have that? That's so random. And
he
sick.
Was like one of my favorite. Him,
I
and
love
Peyton,
LT. Yeah,
him and Peyton were two of my favorite players.
Unbelievable. I used to do the Madden like drafts, like where you set up a franchise and do like the fantasy draft style. Then I would always set myself to the first pick.
First pick, yeah.
Just you're like 10.
Just run the table, yeah.
100%. LT was always on the squad, yeah.
Every time. Anyway. So, yeah, speaking of LT, the Oakland A's, yeah. Serious question. How, and I cannot emphasize enough, this is a serious question. How much longer do we think this team is going to be relevant and part of the conversation?
What do you consider relevant?
For the Oakland A's, if they're even flirting with 500, to me, that's relevant. And especially, we said it last episode, especially in the American League West right now.
Who knew the AL West was so soft, by the way?
They're in third. Yeah, what a...
This looks what a weak.
What just a pit of pillows.
Who'd have thunk that the Central would be better in the West? Who'd have thunk that?
I feel like we could have gotten there. If we would
have got there.
Yeah, come on. We were talking about it at the beginning of the season. We were talking about how, well, I was high on the Royals. You guys, you and Ryan were given the props to the Royals. And we were like, I mean, I hope this isn't revisionist history, but I think we were like okay on the Tigers. Yeah. And then the Twins and Guardians, I think we knew.
I don't know.
Be there.
I just didn't see that. Like, Mariners are leading the division at 19-15. Not that
which goes back to my point about the Oakland A's. They're 17-18 right now. They're a game below 500, which for their standards may as well be 20 games over, because this may be as good as it gets for them, but it begs the question again, how long do we think they're going to hover?
2 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's no fun.
I'm not buying in. Are you?
I'm going to buy in
the
for
amount
as
of
long.
Booze in that soundtrack, by the way. There's the A's stadium has never been filled to that
That's
level.
That's true.
So,
yeah, there never have been that
never
many
been
fans.
Enough in the Coliseum. Anyway, keep going.
Speaking of which, talking about attendance, a team we already talked about, the Marlins. I saw a picture from a game, I think it was this weekend.
Doing, bro?
It was like 6,000 people, which I know is like a near sellout for the A's standards, but that pulp, I mean, we all know what the Coliseum looks like empty, but Lone Depot empty, That's not much better, if we're being honest. But enough about the Marlins.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. I give me... I'm done harping on the A's so much. The Marlins are my new dumpster.
Boom. Again, I was gone this weekend. Was not able to update the soundboard. So again, in lieu of claps.
Perfect. Are you having to hit that again over and over?
Nope. I just
let how much do you think that cricket got paid for that? You know? I hope we got a good deal out of that.
Was there some sort of NIL deal?
Let's hope.
Taken care of there? I sure hope so.
Well fed with some gnats. Do they eat gnats? I think.
I don't think so, because gnats are like half their body size. So, no.
Hmm. Anyway. Yeah. All right. I'll give them an extra week because of this aforementioned transition of harping.
I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if that's enough of a bump for you to say, oh, I'm not going to harp on the A's anymore. I'm going to move to hating the Marlins now. So I'm going to give them an extra week. Now, if you're going to make that, no, seriously, if you're going to make that broad of a jump, if you're going to make that bold of a statement, you're going to need to commit to more than an extra week for the A's. In fact, I like doing this with you. Give me a date. Give me a date in which you think the A's will fall out of the theoretical conversation, the conversation that we're having right now, the very fact that we're talking about the A's because they're hovering. When do you think that stops?
Well, now that I'm pulling up their schedule, it stops.
What do they got
today?
What? Okay. No. I'm not going to allow this slant.
Yeah. Nate, stops
Nate,
today.
Nate. Nate, don't make stops me today. An Oakland A's fan by the end of this podcast. Four games against the Rangers, three
against the Mariners, the four Rangers. Against the Astros, three against the Royals.
Hold on.
They're gonna win two of these games right now.
No, stop. Read it again. Read the teams again.
Four against the Rangers.
American League West, who you said was soft.
Yeah, but it's still...
American League West, who you said was soft. Who else?
The whole thing is the West. That's the whole point of this stretch.
Keep going.
Three against the Mariners.
American League West, who you said was soft.
Four against the Astros.
American League West, who you said was soft. And also, by the way, playing like absolute garbage.
Three against the Royals. How many games
okay.
is that?
That's four, they'll put up a fight against the Royals.
Seven, 11... That's 14 games. Realistically, you're telling me they go 7-7 there.
Hey, I mean, look at the
teams. We're due for our first 2024 bet.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Give me an over and under. Let's set the line somewhere.
Hold on. No. I love your idea, but let me just go backwards here. Your Yankees, for who all intents and purposes having a solid year, as we well know, split a four-gamer with the Yankees. 2-2, that's a split, if my math does serves me correct. They swept the Orioles, or no, they. I'm sorry, they took 2 of 3 from the Orioles, which we talked about. They swept the Pirates, which, whatever.
Yeah.
They haven't lost any of the last four of their series. They took 2 of 3 from the Marlins, which, by the way, didn't even mention the fact they put up a 20 spot on Saturday.
And then they give up 12 the next day.
Well, I would take the day off mentally too if I put up a 20 spot.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I mean, you got to let the Marlins win at least one.
Let's set this line. I want to recount. I want to make sure it's 14. 4 + 3 = 7. Let's do this.
Hold on. No. You said 4. It's 3. 3 against the Rangers.
No, 4 against the Rangers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Three against
Mariners.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I see. Tomorrow, 9:40. Yep.
Then, so that's 7.
That's 4. 7.
4 against the Astros. That's 11. 3 against the Royals. It's 14.
14.
Okay. All the fingers.
What's
the line at? Are you going to say, let's put the line at, are you going to ride this?
I'm not a betting man in that regard.
They're going to ride this.
Don't throw these terms at me.
You're riding this whole, 500 baseball club thing. So if you set the line at 6.5, you take the over. That's 7 wins. I'm going to take the under.
That's fine. I'll take 500. They go 500 or better.
All right.
Well, is that what we're saying?
People in the chat, let us know what we're going to bet here, because I'd like to do something with fantasy, like some kind of super uneven trade, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Like a just a Joker card trade that we get.
I'm all about going in on a trade, but is that, are we willing to commit to those stakes this early in the season?
That's a big one. I don't know. You're the one that's all, you know, using the boo soundboard against me for calling the A's what they are. Yeah.
All right. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
All right.
Right now. So 500, the A's go 500 better over the next 14 games. Which honestly, a week from today, or however long it takes them to play the next 7 games, we'll know at that point, because they're going to run the table these first 7 games. They're going seven and up. No, I'm not saying that. But yeah, they're going 500 better the next 4. That's the easiest over.
I have never,
ever
in my life watched consecutive A's baseball games if they weren't playing the Yankees. So this is opening a whole new world for me.
I love this. I'm going to be so locked. In fact, hold on.
Oh boy, in the chat, please let us know what you think a fair bet is. I would love some kind of fantasy thing, some type of fantasy implications. Where did this, the Bills all warped? Where'd you get that thing?
Shut up. I'm the biggest A's honk ever.
You just had that?
You
just
ever had that? Known to man. I've had this hat for years. I for the longest time, I thought this was the cleanest hat in baseball. And I still kind of might stand by that.
Looks good.
I mean, that's a clean lid. But I tell you what, man, I'm going to become the biggest A's honk.
How do we feel? Okay, maybe like some type of public punishment. I don't know, something. You remember when, what was it, a couple years ago, Murray bought you, what did he buy you? It was like a Mets beanie.
The
or
Mets
something.
Shirt. It says, we got to believe. Yeah. I had to wear it on an episode.
I think we circle back to that. We should buy something off of this garbage fanatics website, and loser has to wear it for like consecutive episodes. We could go as far as you want with this. Honestly, I'm pretty confident on this bet. It's like an entire month of episodes. You got to wear something that's stupid. That's a fair punishment. I don't hate that one.
Well, the reality is we have to figure this out before tomorrow. We can't like come back to this because
that's true.
The stretch starts Monday. So we need to figure this out by episode's end.
What do we have to wear?
Well, I mean, if I lose the bet and I become the biggest A's honk over the next 14 games, I don't know if the punishment of me wearing
not A's stuff, but it's got to be something like we don't want to wear.
Oh, just on the pod. Wear on the pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
There was a shirt. Oh, it was the rubber ducky tie that Barney had to wear like a year straight.
Yeah, and he had to try to pick women up at the bar with that on? Yeah. We can come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
But again, we got to do it before episode's end. We'll figure it out.
Also, one of the things that
by the start of the game tomorrow.
One of the things that didn't get donated with all my stuff, a stormtrooper tie. That stayed.
Clean.
Yeah, so I caught a lot of heat for that one, but I was like, no, it's gonna have to stay here. Salvation Army just doesn't know what to do with that. I don't think it would have sat on the shelf for too long, you know.
I agree.
A's honk, nice. Maybe we have to get your first tattoo
I'm not getting a tattoo over the Oakland A's. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Not that confident, huh? It's fair to see. Whatever.
No, Let's move on. What do we got next? I'm not an idiot. speaking of garbage, Alek Manoah, in his first start since August of last year, 4 innings pitched, 7 runs, 6 earned, 6 hits, 4 Ks, 6 walks.
Against who?
No. Did I read that backwards? 6 hits, 4 walks, 6 Ks.
Against who? Changing hats again. You got a lot of
hats over here.
You got a lot of sub 500 team hats on deck. Just ready to pull.
Yeah, what is that about, man? What is that about? The Washington Nationals. Hey, whoa, pump the brakes. I didn't think so. Put some respect on the Washington Nationals. They're 17-17.
Hello.
Put some respect on them.
We talked about it earlier. If you haven't seen the Jesse Winker home runs and then like the trot situation, you're just not it. You're not that man, Jesse Winks.
You're not that guy.
How did you feel about that? I think it was the debut of the pullover, like the pullover jersey, right?
Yeah. And if I recall, I didn't have the... I mean, they weren't like disparaging comments. I said they were going to be retired by the end of the season. So yeah, pretty disparaging comments.
Gave me high school summer ball vibes.
Yeah. Basically what I was getting at is that I think that my thoughts on them now versus when they first came out, a little different. I think they look a little better in person. I mean, if we're being honest, the red, white, and blue is just it's the simplest combo.
It's hard to mess up. It's really hard to mess up.
It's hard to not come out of a situation where you're creating a new red, white, and blue jersey and come out with a W. Like, it's hard to not do that.
No pun intended. Yeah, the...
No pun intended.
The Alek Manoah start, good claps. I don't think we should put claps in. I think we should...
You're right. I think this is the move moving forward.
Yeah, good claps there. Look, I don't know. When is the experiment over? Like, when are we
He's toast, dude. He's toast.
It's done.
And this goes against, this is not falling into line with what you and I were talking about at the beginning about like guys needing a 2 month sample size before you kind of really know. We know now because he's across the minors, across Major League, the entire reason he was sent down in the first place, going back to last year. We know what this guy is now. And it's unfortunate. Like I hate seeing, like, even if it's a guy that I don't particularly like, which Alek Manoah don't necessarily like, you just hate to see a guy's career come crashing down like this. I mean, I know there's certain people that are pulling for his downfall. I'm not going to actively pull for his downfall. You're going to actively pull for his downfall. I get it. And the only reason I say
it's the arrogance for me. That's
no, why. No. Yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, even at the level of baseball we played, like when you suck, when you struggle, like that is the lowest place to be.
Yeah.
Just like you could say that across like all athletics, like just sucks because you dedicate your life to it and then you come out and you just cannot make it work. And that's what's happening. Like, they sent him down to try and work on some things. It does not appear as though anything has been fixed. I mean, he apparently outdueled Paul Skeens. So take that as you will. But generally speaking, it seems as though we know where this guy is at. And, you know, to your point, for me, the taste that's going to be left in our mouths is the arrogance. Like, the guy just, he ran his mouth too much for too long. And you can only really get away with that if you can back it up. And he can't.
It's not like he was just sent down to AAA the whole time. He got torched at every level. Like, he went to rookie ball level and, like, still got beat up. Like, it's done. It's all done. Don't tell me you have a Blue Jays hat to throw on. Just rotating.
No. No. What's going on? We're going back to the original.
All right. By the way, that not a cleaner hat out there, to be honest. And I'm a U of A guy, but that ASU hat is pretty unbeatable.
Yeah, this was for those who don't know, this was a purchase from our World Baseball Classic trip. We caught a game at ASU. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Snag this hat because why wouldn't you?
It's true.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to need to go to the YouTube. And while you're there, as they say, smash the subscribe button. We're well on our way. We're trying to reach our goal of 2,000. But anyway, yeah, Alek Manoah torched at every level. Guy stinks. That's about all we got there. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner will miss, not much to really talk about here, but will miss at least 6 weeks with a left hamstring strain after being injured in the Phillies game against the Giants on Friday. Mm. It's a big blow. Big blow. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Sosa isn't that like bad of a fall off. Like, don't get me wrong, he's not Trey Turner, but it's not like a horrible fall off. Sosa gives me, there's no reason why you or any other fan base that isn't a Yankees fan would understand the comp. He gives me Eduardo Nunez vibes. Sosa does. Like this, like, I'm going to give you average stuff and a slightly above average defense, and like, that's what you're going to get from me. And you're going to be okay. Castellanos needs to figure out what is going on. Bryce took Logan Webb deep tonight. That absurd. Brandon Marsh is hitting. I mean, like, there's guys that are going to, like, pick up the slack. But, yeah, Trey Turner is a blow for sure. 6 weeks. It's tough.
Hammies, man. They'll get you.
Yeah. When's the last time you stretched your hammies?
Oh, I was going to ask you, did you ever pull your hammy?
I've never pulled my hammy. I did pull my hip flexor, and that was miserable.
Yeah, the hip flexor is no fun, man.
That was
a lot brutal. Of these things you don't realize how often or how, like,
yeah,
aggressively you use these things on a day-to-day basis until something happens and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, my hamstrings I think that Trey Turner with a bad hamstring is still probably better hamstrings.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got more things going on than I do with my hamstrings at the moment.
Yeah, that strained hamstring for Trey Turner is undoubtedly
better than my current scenario.
Yeah. That ranks higher on the list of all-time hamstrings than yours.
Yep. At my peak.
Fully healthy, yes.
At my peak, yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Yep.
We're long past peak. We're long past prime.
Mine included. Yeah. To answer your question, last time I stretched my hamstring, stretched in general.
Not like top shelf, I got to reach this like extra box of mac and cheese. Like,
that's a stretch in and of itself, but that's a stretch I'm willing to make. In terms of just like physical workout kind of stretch, you know, warming up for the gym.
Just a couple of those. one of those.
The classic arm across the chest that really didn't do anything, but we did it anyway. The hamstrings, I don't know. I mean, I haven't done legs in who knows how long. So that's an issue in and of itself. But the upper body, I crank out a few push-ups and I'm like, all right, let's go put up what we can.
Loser of the A's bet has to stretch, I think. I think that's that's probably
seems like a win for whoever.
I think the first couple, yeah, it's probably not a win.
But long term though, that's
you're coming out on
that's
top,
adding years to your life, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Last thing really wanted to cover here was the topic of closer entrances. I thought it was Johan Duran.
I think a lot of people did. I think we've all been saying Johan.
We've been duped. We've been speckledorfed.
Spell that real quick.
So it's actually Johan Duran.
You weren't going to spell speckledorf.
Okay. I was trying to skate past it. Speckledorf. S-P-E-K-L-E-D-O-R-F.
Is it a P-H or is it an F?
No, it's definitely an F. But is it two Fs? Speckledorfed. F-E-D. It's one F.
Did we forget a C in speckle? That's a big question.
Did I not say that?
You skipped over C. That's
There's definitely a C.
What's the sound when you get it wrong in spelling bee? Johan Duran. I hate that. But
it's the guy's name.
Well, I know. I think we should change it.
Not like his nickname. It's his God-given name.
I think we should talk to him. I think we should talk to him about it. The Twins broadcaster and like the PA announcer in the stadium both said Johan.
Yeah, we thought the broadcast team was sipping some juice behind the mic because we're like, we looked at each other like,
some Minnesota cider.
The broadcast team.
I need the one Twins fan in the chat to let us know if we're crazy for just now realizing this.
Johan Duran, apparently it is. But closer entrances, back to the original point of conversation here. Is this entrance better than Edwin Diaz's? Because I think I think the speculation, because there's a lot of Orioles fans that would tell you Felix Batista's entrance was better than Edwin Diaz's. But you take the Orioles fans out of it, I would venture to say the majority of people have Edwin Diaz's entrance as the best in baseball. And I'd probably agree. Like, I know I gave him grief about it last year or when it first arrived, because it was all they talked about.
Yeah.
All they talked about. Timmy trumpets everywhere. Trumpets everywhere. Mr. and Mrs. Met with trumpets everywhere.
I never need to hear another trumpet.
Trumpets in the crowd everywhere. Now we've got Duran's. And I tweeted it. I said this is better than Edwin Diaz's entrance, and I stand by that.
I agree. I do agree.
If you watch the clip when the flames come on and the beat drops, fire. Literally.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Is that Pitbull? Who is that? Do we know?
Couldn't tell you. It's definitely not Pitbull. It's not probably Mr. World. It's not Mr. Worldwide. Not Mr. 305.
Probably not Pitbull.
Not Dale.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
That was pretty good.
Mr. 305, Dolly.
I know you want me.
Dude, you know the guy, isn't he from like New Jersey? The guy is literally from New Jersey. I'm like 99% sure he's from the Mid-Atlantic. Nope, he's definitely from Miami. No,
it's kind of hard to
stand by. No. Stand by.
What's his real name?
Armando Christian Perez. Stand by. Right. Hold on. I'm not crazy. I promise you. Let's go down to his early life here. Man's got a lot of history on.
He's got a lot of hits too. I don't think you realize it. A lot of bangers. You're telling me that rap part wasn't Pitbull?
I don't think so.
It gave me Pitbull.
Oh, here we go. Early life and background. Was born on January 15th, 1981 in Miami to Cuban immigrant parents. He learned English by watching Sesame Street as a child.
Sure.
So did we. I'm telling you. He briefly stayed with a foster family in Roswell, Georgia. Attended South Miami Senior High School.
Nope.
I'm like, Where? Hold on. You go on with whatever you're going to say.
Johan Duran. Number one, I'm a fan when the lights go out. I'm a fan with the flashlights. I think there's got to be a certain point where you don't need to call it out. You know what I mean? Like, grab your phones. Like, that needs to go away. I think it just needs to be known.
Yep. You know I think I mean? It like will.
It needs to be a big enough entrance for you to know that to do that. But overall, I give it like a strong, I give it like an 8.8 intro. You know? The tough thing is that like,
Worldwide.
Closers, I mean, am I just being a homer by saying Mo is like still.
Yeah, that's, you're never going to top Mo's.
And it's like the coldest because it's like
Miami.
No lights, no like.
No, like, that wasn't
just
a thing.
It's just Mo coming out, like, and no like walking, no like, it's just Mo. I think that's the coldest.
Dolly.
But I think the Braves do something with the lights too during pitching changes. I think they all pull out their phones.
They do the chop.
They do the chop with their phones.
Yeah, which is electric.
Was that their workaround?
Would a Phillies diehard say that? No.
I think that was the workaround to like cancel culture. They were like, well, we could do the chop, just turn the lights off. And no one is really going to be able to catch us, you know?
Well, doing the chop isn't exactly a workaround when it's quite literally what people were trying to cancel them for. But I see your point. Like doing
it in the dark.
Under the cover of darkness. Yeah.
Yeah. So also like Minnesota, I'm going to need you to fill the seats a little bit more if that's going to be your play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got to be, you're exposing yourself if you're not a sellout crowd. That's all.
Mr. Worldwide.
Are you still deep diving?
Dude, I'm going to find some website that says that Pitbull lived in New Jersey.
I don't think you will.
A new study finds that New Jersey residents trust owners of pit bulls the least of all dog breed owners.
There's a typical Google search for you.
Is that relevant?
Google says it is.
I swear to you, dude. I watched a special on him one time. Very interesting. Guy's got a heck of a story. I'm telling you, he lived in somewhere in the mid-Atlantic. This is where we're at. 305 Miami.
We have covered a lot today.
Yeah, which leads us to our closing point. Do you have a 30 green light for us today?
I did the Jung Ho Lee thing, so now like let me manufacture something off the top of my head because I forgot.
You don't need
to.
We need to make that a point. We should only bring something to the table if there's something to share. Like we don't need to manufacture a green light. Like if we've got a rant brewing or if we've got something that we really need to address, then we share it. But we don't need to feel obligated to bring that to the table. So if you don't have anything, okay. If you're not feeling particularly spicy right now, or
then I'm taking it. I'm just gonna take it. Yeah. I'm just going to take this one.
Nothing's pressing on your heart at this point in time?
Green light. I decided that's okay. I don't want this one.
The green light. Yeah, you have the ability to let the ball go by you.
I don't need to.
The green light is just...
Do you have one?
The opportunity to be taken. I have a green light. Can we talk about these oven mitts?
There it is. I like this one.
So I've been done on these oven mitts for some time, but after seeing Harrison Bader's monstrosity, dude, what are we doing?
It's a big one.
I mean, that thing was no less than 16 inches.
That's what she said. The
boom.
Also good claps. Paige and I were at lunch the other day at like a little like sports bar thing across the street. And like this travel team came in. They're probably like 13, 14 years old. And one of the kids had the oven mitt still in the back pocket. And I'm like, bro, with heavy eye black, heavy eye black. And the mullet, I was like, man, this. Anyway, but the oven mitt.
The oven mitts are getting out of control. And
bigger than any oven mitt I have in the kitchen, by the way, for my frozen pizzas.
Well, there you go. If you tried to put your oven mitt that's in the kitchen on and swipe a bag, the odds of you getting to said bag are probably going to be a lot lower, for obvious reasons, are going to be a lot lower than a guy like Harrison Bader, who's using a glove that's no less than 71 inches.
I'd like to know how many IL stints we've seen because of like a broken finger or like a dislocated finger or something. I don't think it's as common as the oven mitt is.
I think we're on to something here. I think this was just a ruse.
Like if we think like the elbow guard, sure. Happens shin guard. Quite a bit. Shin guard.
Sure.
Happens quite a bit.
Cup.
Happens. We don't want to talk about that, though. We're just going to breeze past that one. The helmet. By the way, did you see that? Who was that on the Mets? Slid into second, took the helmet off, kept the helmet on the bag?
What are we doing? It was Pete Crow Armstrong, by the way. It was the Mets game.
Odd. Oh, it was a Cubby. Yeah, that's right. Odd. Not legal. Shouldn't be legal if it is.
No.
But using a piece of equipment improperly. And that's the whole argument behind the mitt, is that it's just like this length that you're adding to your Edward Scissorhand fingers. Now that could be something I'd get on board with. Some Edward Scissorhands instead of the mitt.
No, but this goes back to the whole conversation we had. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's been years since we had this conversation. But I remember talking about, I don't remember what started it or what we were referencing or talking about at that point in time. But it was a heated topic of discussion. But it was talking about home run trots. And I said, if we let this go unchecked, because this was like in the heat, in the heart of the Let the Kids Play movement. Back when they were like plastering it on t-shirts and it was on every MLB TV commercial, Let the Kids Play.
Just jamming it down our
throats. Dale, 305, Miss Worldwide. It was all that. I said, if we let this go unchecked, you're going to see guys running the bases. They're going to be stripping their clothes off. They're going to be taking dumps on each base. They're going to do a Euro step to the base, take a dump on the bag, go to second, do the same, third, the same, fourth, who knows? They might shoot somebody in the crowd crossing home plate. I don't know. We're going to start seeing, because if it goes unchecked, who's to stop anybody, any one of these guys from doing any of those things? Well, maybe like the police. From shooting.
I need you to reel this in. Yeah, I need you to tone it down here. What are we on here? Reel her back.
Hey, there's no need to reel anything back. This point is coherent.
What is it? Ooh, is there a caboose to this train of thought? One of the best things you could say.
The point is that going unchecked, we're not going to see an end to this oven mitt thing. You're going to start seeing, and it's going to be ever so slight, ever so subtle, half an inch. And then next thing you know, these guys are going to take their drop step to steal a bag. They're going to stick their hand out, and they stole the bag. Swipe.
I'm back.
There. And you laugh, and people laugh. They think I'm being ridiculous. Unless Major League Baseball comes out and implements legislation against it, who's to say? There's no rule, to my knowledge, that says there has to be a limit on the oven mitt length. So what's stopping somebody from snagging? And we see these plays all the time. Bang, bang. An inch makes a huge difference.
Don't say anything to that.
No. An inch makes a huge difference. size matters here.
We are all over the place in this episode. I'm here for it.
I'm talking about the oven mitt.
I haven't even had a sip of anything yet today.
Nor have I.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's all I wanted to say. Left unchecked. This could turn into a real story.
I think we're out of stuff now. I think that's it. Yeah, change your name.
That's all I wanted to say. Do you got anything else for the people?
Oh, this is absurd. No, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, this is a fun one. The bet. What are our final wagers? What's our final wager for the bet? A's have to go over their next 14 games. They have to go 500 or better for me to win the bet. And if they're under 500 ball for the next 14 games, you win the bet. What's the wager? Keep in mind, we could decide before first pitch on Monday, and I could like tweet it out and post it for those. So it's on record at least. And then we can reference it next episode.
Yeah.
Unless you got something right now that you can think of.
Shave your legs.
Absolutely not. once you start shaving something, it comes back thicker, coarser.
The biggest myth. That's the most middle school myth.
It's absolutely not.
There's no way. I shave my head all the time, and it's still not coming back thicker.
I think
or
everywhere
stronger
except
at all,
the head. So. I think everywhere except the head. And on that note, we're gonna moratorium on that.
We could swim into some dangerous waters there. Anywho's, I don't know, man. What
wager
do you got?
For the bet.
Like. I don't know. I think we have to wear something. I think something
that's
has
fine.
To be
yeah,
worn.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Something has to be worn.
Oh, hold on. I got an idea. Stand by.
What I was going to say, like, I think our wives would get mad, but like, wear something of theirs.
I mean, I think we make it. I feel like we got to make it Oakland A's related. I think we make it something Oakland A's related, and we make it have to be something that has to be worn on the podcast.
Are they selling any Sacramento A's stuff yet?
When I said stand by, I immediately did a Google search of the Oakland A's mascot to see if they had like an elephant head that we could wear on the mascot, because that would be
tough.
We'll think on it. We
have until what time's that game?
I think it's at 9:40 tomorrow, Eastern.
Meow meow meow.
Yeah, tomorrow 9:40. Yep. Monday at 9:40 p.m. Eastern.
We got all day to
sit on
that.
I'll put out a tweet with the wager, and that way it'll be on the record, and we can revisit it next episode.
All right. Maybe we poll it too. Maybe we get a couple ideas, and we got to throw a poll
on
there.
Yeah. That's fair. I like all it. Right. That's all I got, unless you
fair
got anything
enough.
Else.
We're out of here. We'll go chasing curveballs, folks.
We love you all, and as always, looking forward to talking more baseball with you guys soon. Until next time, stay filthy.